There's a constitutional battle going on in a cramped courtroom on a spit of land off the coast of Florida after a week of pretrial hearings in the case of alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The whole idea of this military tribunal system was, in part, put on trial before the judge. All its rules, its alleged transparency. Carol Rosenberg, correspondent for the Miami Herald, is down in Guantanamo. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for the invitation, John.
So, Carol, you know, what aspects of the proceedings themselves were taken to task in these pretrial hearings?
Well, we learned last week for the first time for certain that an outside intelligence agency, not the courtroom itself, had its finger on the button of a censorship switch. Really, the issue that overwhelmed the September 11th pretrial hearings was who else is listening in and who else is trying to control what the public can hear. I think last time we spoke, I said people really want this to be about September 11th, but it really is at this point about attorney-client relationships and the confidentiality of the attorneys and the clients in the September 11th cases.
And if there's someone with their hand on the switch who's not in the courtroom and doesn't even have standing legally to sit in the courtroom necessarily, the whole idea of transparency goes out the window.
The judge was quite angry. The judge discovered it, or appeared to discover it at the same time as the public, when somebody muted the sound on a defense attorney talking about some of the issues in the case. And the judge said, you know, if there's some external body who's reaching into this court, it's going to stop. And he came back 2 days later and he officially ordered all of those outside sensors unplugged. The only people who can mute what the public hears now is the judge or the court security officer sitting to his right.
Well, here's Army Brigadier General Mark Martins, who's the chief prosecutor, attempting to bolster a sense of confidence in the process. Here he is defending what's gone on.
This system has a role in our national security and justice institutions. It's complementary to our federal courts. And this case is going to be tried in this system. And we all have an obligation to observe it, scrutinize it, and those within it to make it as fair as possible and to do justice.
Any sense from the prosecutors, Carol, that they're concerned about this system?
Well, the general says the external audio kill switches have been removed. He says they're ready to go forward. Whoever was censoring from outside is gone. And the general always points out that we're not going to hear everything in this 9/11 trial, that there are national security secrets that they're going to keep, and that he never says the word CIA, but the CIA controls what happened to the accused for 3 and 4 years in the black sites, the overseas secret prisons. And, you know, the struggle has been how much will we learn of what went on, including the 183 rounds of waterboarding for the mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. How much will we, the public, learn as the military holds this trial, which is a death penalty trial, John?
So it's not just Khalid Sheikh Mohammed who's on trial. Mustafa al-Hafsawi is on trial as well. And his attorney, one of the defense attorneys down there, Navy Commander Walter Ruiz, was outraged by what happened last week. Listen.
This is a counterfeit system. It's a counterfeit system of our values, our ideals. It's our counterfeit system of federal court. It's not fully integrated.
It seems as though within the entire judge advocate corps, within the judiciary, inside the military, there's division over what's going on down at Gitmo.
The defense lawyers are very frustrated. The defense lawyers are discovering things about how the system works as we, the public, are. They are worried about their relationship with their clients. They're worried that what they consider to be confidential conversations are being listened in on. And they're angry because the security issues have prevented them, among other things, from getting discovery in this case. They're still negotiating over how and when they'll see the evidence against the men who are they're sworn to defend. You know, it's a combination of the uniformed defense lawyers and civilian defense lawyers. And Jim Harrington, who's a real seasoned defense attorney from Buffalo, New York, said if a federal judge found out that somebody had a kill switch in his courtroom, he'd order a criminal investigation. Mm. He wouldn't just, you know, announce to the air that you guys had better unplug now.
Well, Commander Walter Ruiz, one of the defense counsels that we heard from a moment ago, attempting to go through these hoops to get discovery, seems to have almost given up on the process. Listen.
Is this a system that you can believe in? Is this a system that we can believe in? We want to believe in it, but can you? I think the answer is obvious. I think the answer came today in the lack of answers. Same lack of answers that we have about who the invisible hand is. Who is pulling the strings? Who is the master of puppets?
And amplifying on those comments from Commander Ruiz, James G. Connell, a learned counsel for Omar al-Baluchi, said,
"Let me tell you, after this week, the paranoia level has kicked up a notch."
Is that the sense down there, paranoia, about what might come next?
They're very, very concerned about who is listening in. These men are sworn to defend. They're seasoned death penalty defense attorneys, and they're trying to save the lives of these men who are accused of orchestrating the September 11th attacks, and they're portraying this as, you know, a stacked deck in which they can't do their job. And frankly, if you listen to them, they're suggesting that what's going on down here is unethical. These are lawyers who've taken an oath, and they're getting very, very concerned about if they can fulfill their ethical obligations.
How far are we away from a trial, Carol, before we go?
More than a year, John. I mean, this was a huge setback. They really got nothing done last week except continue to struggle over what will be the attorney-client relationship.
Carol Rosenberg, correspondent for the Miami Herald from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Thanks so much.
Thank you.